Go. Good evening, everybody. So today's guest is Lee Jones. Lee is the guitarist for the famous band, The Tumbling Paddies. The Tumbling Paddies have been steadily grown in Ireland to become one of Ireland's most sought after entertainers. We have Gareth, Kieran, Lee, Martin, Oisin and John. So Lee, thank you so much for taking the time to come on today. How are you?
No bother here. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Tell me this, what relationship did you have with the other members of the band? How did the band start? Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, a couple of us went to school together. We were all in different year groups at school, but myself, Kieran and John and Oisin, we all went to the same school. But basically, we met through traditional music sessions over Ireland. We would have travelled them together just because we're all from Fermanagh, so we would have known each other through that and going to different music festivals and touring about the place. So we kind of knew all each other from out there. Martin, he went to a different school, but again, we just knew him from playing traditional music sessions.
Oh, very good. And tell me, who's the youngest of the band members?
Oisin's the youngest. Oisin's the baby.
Oisin is the baby. And I'm told that you're the great spokesperson for the band, that you've swallowed the Blarney Stone. You could talk for Ireland.
Right, I don't know about that.
Lee, I want you to describe each band member with one word.
Ooh.
So we'll start off. We'll go with Gareth first.
Gareth. I would say Gareth's a very, very strong character.
Very strong character. Okay, we'll say strong. You only have one word.
All right, only one word.
Kieran.
Kieran, talented.
How would you describe yourself?
Oh, geez.
Amazing. I'll describe you for you.
Out of this world, just.
I love me. Who do you love? Martin.
Martin, hard worker.
Oisin.
Oisin, smart.
John.
John, musical. Very, very musical.
And I have to throw it in there because I was talking to him today. He's just hilarious. Your manager, Andy. How would you describe him?
You just summed it up there. Hilarious.
Do you know what? He had me in stitches so much so I've invited him onto the podcast.
He's good crack now.
So tell us, what tours are you doing at the moment? You're only back from Australia, I was told. How did that go?
Yeah, Australia was great. And we're absolutely blown away with the crowds. The Irish over there, it's nearly as if Australia's took the better half of the Irish. I don't know.
Really? I was told that before. There, yeah, they're very like the Irish.
I don't know. We were just welcomed. Massively, and everyone just seemed to enjoy the shows, and we were just blown away with the crowds and the energy they brought to the shows. It was a surreal experience, to be honest.
I would say so. I seen you guys for the first time, and I went to, oh my gosh, last year. I was only telling Andy about it today. Cowboys and Heroes, and I was absolutely. I'm going to go again this year. Have you got your dates here?
Yeah, we're actually doing a launch night for it this evening. So.
Oh, so great.
That's what we're having this evening. They're hosting a launch night for the festival. Yeah, it's a great festival. Probably one of the best festivals in there. And last year, the crowds on it was phenomenal. I don't know how they fitted everyone in, but it was great.
I don't know how they did. Do you know, last year when I went, my engagement ring fell, the diamond came out of the ring. And the next day, 3,500 in one room. The next day, I found the diamond.
Oh, geez, are you serious?
Just the diamond, not even the ring. I don't know how I found it. I think it was because... I was so engrossed, Mike Denver and everyone and yourselves. I mean, all my favorite bands were up playing, so I wouldn't even entertain or be with my friends. I was just at the stage and I was banging, you know, looking at the, just in awe, and I knew it had to be there. So I went the next day, so I was delighted. Okay, Jesus. Enough about me, Lee. There's people here that have questions and everything for you, but I want to find out, what has it been like? I mean, you've been together 10 years, is that right? 8 years?
Yeah, 9 years out of 10 coming on Easter Sunday, yeah.
And when did it all start for the fame, for the RTE appearances on the Late Late Show, for you're having a manager? Where did it all, how did it start?
Basically, we were trawling away for years and ourselves. Started off, it was just doing, you know, as I said, sessions around pubs and stuff like that. And then we got into doing kind of like coffee music, you know, at weddings and stuff like that. And at that stage, there was only really four of us. It was only myself, Ciarán, Martin and Gareth. And then we decided maybe we'll make this into a band, maybe to bring things a wee bit further. So then John came on board and drums, and then shortly after that, Oisin came in then on the keys. And I suppose from then, it was kind of just step by step. We were gigging away, hoping for that bit of a break. But there was a lot of work, I'd say, a lot of hard slog put in them there years. I remember years ago, my father used to drive this wee red Caddy van. The thing would hardly go. It wasn't a pretty looking sight, but he used to bring us to bring the gear for us to gigs and stuff like that, you know. And then Andy came on board, and I suppose he pushed the thing on another bit. And I suppose with the help of Andy, he was a massive drive behind the whole thing as well, pushing things on. He had all these ideas for us, you know. And in fairness to him, he followed through every time. So yeah, he's been very, very good for us.
He's an honest
man. And I suppose then the last maybe 2 or 3 years has really kicked off, and the crowds have been huge. But there was definitely a lot of work put in them latter years at the very start.
It's true. Everybody says, you know, and I suppose you get it in your own hometown, oh God, an overnight success. It's never an overnight success. There's 10 years, 20 years before.
Oh, definitely not. I suppose a lot of people maybe that's only maybe came across us maybe recently or whatever, they think that maybe that is the case, but it was definitely not. Like,
no, not at all.
If you look at ones around from Anna now that were going to smaller pubs in around Bleak's and in Bleak for like of a an example of a local village we used to play in, we used to play in very, very, very small pubs, like maybe 10 people there, and they make them be 10 people there whenever we'd be finished playing there.
Do any of these pubs ever ask you guys back and say, well, we knew you or we had you before you became famous? Do you ever play for the people that helped you at the start when you can?
Oh, we do, yeah, 100%. We try to play wherever we can. I suppose it's Andy's call. Now, Andy's the man at the top of the throne, so...
Have you got a story now that you can tell me about Andy so I can slag him when he's on? He told me that I said, is there anything now before I have Lee on? Is there anything I can or cannot say? He says, you ask Lee anything you want. He says, that man's a madman.
Jesus. Andy speaks very highly, meaning so. I think there'll be a lot of stories, but it couldn't be for here, maybe.
Oh, okay, well, we'll have to ask them after. It would have made a great podcast.
Yeah, I'll tell you maybe off camera, maybe.
So tell me, Lee, your journey throughout the whole band, do you ever get sick of it? You know, you probably have people coming up the whole time. Can I have a picture? Can I have this? Can you come here? How are you finding it all?
It's a great experience here. Look, it's where anyone wants to be, this playing music. We're just very, very lucky that we are where we are at the minute. Things are going well, crowds are coming in, and it's just a matter of trying to sustain that, you know. Yes, it does get tired on the road, but at the same time, it's the crowds and, you know, the whole excitement of going to a gig and whatever that keeps you going all the time. And, you know, it's just, we're very, very lucky. We really are.
And do you guys use a social media platform for people to reach out? Do you interact with your fans, or is that left for its own
development? Oh, we do, yeah. We've Instagram, TikTok, Facebook there. Yeah, we'll be interacting away.
Interacting away.
That's what we have to do.
Absolutely. You have to look after your fans. And your age group, it's all different age groups. It's not just young people. There's every age group there when you're at your gig. Yeah. Is that right?
Andy's famous saying is to promoters that we pull anything from 9 to 90-year-olds.
Well, that's what I said to Andy. What is he going to do? I mean, he's around with you guys. He's living his best life. What happens when you guys go off and you're retired? What's going to happen to poor Andy?
No, Andy will come with us, isn't he? Andy not be too far away.
You won't let him go. So where do you guys live now? Are you still living? I know you're on the road, but are you all from Fermanagh?
We're all from Fermanagh, yeah. We're all around Enniskillen, around a 10-mile radius from Enniskillen. So yeah, we all know each other for a long time. We've all been friends from a young age, you know.
And how many albums have you guys had?
We've one original album there of completely our own songs out, and then we've two albums actually. We've another album then with it's a live album that was recorded between Mayo and Killarney.
Brilliant.
So two albums out, and there's another album in the process and making, so hopefully get it out in the coming months.
And what's your favourite song?
I have too many.
Really?
The Mall.
Just the way I am. It's my favorite. I listen to it all the time. I do be pottering around the house and I always have it on. I put it on for my parents. If you look at my TikTok, I had it on for when they came to the UK. I just absolutely love that song and I love how it makes people feel. I've seen everybody, you know, just up instantly, their energy's risen with it. It's just a beautiful, beautiful song. How do you feel singing that so much? Are you sick of it?
No, I don't think I'm ever sick of the way I am. It's a great song. Jareth was the main man behind it. Him and Derek Ryan wrote it. But no, it's a great song and it seems to get a great, people seem to enjoy it anywhere we play it.
What is it about?
It's about, you have to ask Jareth that, he wrote it. Basically, I suppose just telling the story of Jareth, but he's literally just the way he is and whatever else.
I listened to an interview and he was saying that he wrote it with Derek, but he said it was during lockdown, wasn't it? And he was saying that he was spending, just listen to the words, you know, spend the weekends over drinking, Mondays over thinking. Typical Irish weekend, I would say, for any of us.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. Maybe that's why it latched on so many people, but no, it's a great song and it's going really well for us.
Did mummy and daddy have music background or are you the first person in the family?
My grandfather, my mother's father, would have played fiddle. And we'd hold himself by ear and he would have sang. But no, I don't do any singing. But I also knew really connection, yeah. He would have played with it.
They must be so proud of you.
I don't know. every son probably hopes the parents are proud of them. But
do you have any siblings, Lee?
I have a sister, yeah. She does a bit of singing.
She does singing. Okay. And she'll never join the band. No, she's never looking for a place in the band. No.
No, she's recently married there. So she's busy at other things.
Oh, well, I'm sure they're all proud of you. Right. Well, I know that you have a busy schedule today. So I'm going to ask you a few questions, maybe just two. If you had one superpower, what would it be and why?
To never get tired.
To never get tired.
You wouldn't have to sleep. Imagine you didn't have to sleep, it'd be great. And you just had energy the whole time.
I've never got that answer before. To never be tired. And you're only, how old are you?
26.
26. My gosh. Okay. I've got order delivered to it at the moment. Will you guys be playing in Sligo anytime soon? That's Sarah from Sligo.
Yeah. There is definitely dates. Check out our website and on our social medias. All dates are there, but we are definitely in Sligo. Yeah, some say soon.
And Lee, before you go, you're coming to the UK. Do you know when? Well, obviously you would know when. When are you going to the UK?
Yeah, we're going to the UK on the 24th of May. We're doing like a mini tour there. We're doing Leeds Air Centre on the 24th of May. And then the 25th, we're doing the Ladder Ballroom in Camden in London.
Oh.
And then on the Sunday, then we're doing the O2 in Liverpool. The tickets are flying out for them there. They're, I think there's maybe one of them very nearly sold out. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. And then there's another one then in Glasgow. We're actually doing the Borrowlands.
Oh, these are big venues. So when you come to Leeds, I'm going to come see you guys because I'm in York. So.
Oh, very good. You're close at hand.
Yeah, I'll come.
Bring the dancing shoes and...
You what?
We ring the dancing shoes in. Get all dressed up, ready.
I have all the dancing shoes behind me here, ready to go. Lee, I have a young niece, Sorka McNamee. I'd love you to say a big shout out to Sorka because she's the biggest fan you have at the moment.
Oh, jeepers. Well, hello, Sorka. How are you? Massive shout out to you.
And thank you.
In the very near future.
You're very, very good. Okay, Lee, all the best and congratulations on the success for the band because you're keeping Ireland very happy at the moment and everywhere else.
No, Warren, thanks very much. And thanks for getting me on this and we'll be in touch and see you at a gig.
Peace, God. Bye-bye.